Yeah, baby. The sound of the weekend. Happy Friday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 7:06. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. I don't want to work. We worked hard yesterday. All in favor of a four-day work week. Aye.
Woo, yes.
And the ayes have it.
All right.
Good morning and welcome, my friends. Yep, hour number two begins on the Friday broadcast. We were busy yesterday evening. Valor. We were presenting awards to people who are so humble they don't expect nor need or necessarily want awards. Mm-hmm. We do this because our first responders in this area are awesome.
Yes.
And we're blessed to have them, and we want to show our appreciation. And we definitely were not fans when goofballs were talking about defund the police and the way that some of these folks are being treated. And we said enough's enough. And that's mm-hmm. why this was our Valor Award ceremony was the ninth one that we've done. And people have become familiar with it through the years. And we're happy to do that, and we know it's appreciated by law enforcement and first responders, fire rescue, and all that. So, you know, that's great, and we're happy to be a part of it. And maybe that's one of the things and one of the reasons why we've been voted as the number one morning talk show in the Gainesville, Ocala area by Our Town Magazine. Mm-hmm. They had like, I don't know, 150,000 votes cast or something like that.
That's wild.
And nobody else got a single vote.
I'm just kidding.
Thanks for recognizing us.
I appreciate that.
Usually they give you a heads up like you're nominated or whatever, and I don't know. I guess I should check my emails once in a while.
Well, we don't ask for it. We don't campaign for it. We don't put anything online. We don't talk about it. It's just kind of a thing that happens. And you know, they have a big get-together and hand them out. And
Really?
Apparently.
So we missed free food? I mean, especially, Mr. Schmooze.
Absolutely.
Something. We got to work on that if it happens next year.
No, it's been going on for a while.
I'm sorry. I'm going to say it on the air. Our friend Lewis,
who's
a great guy.
Yes.
He's not a direct competitor to us, but he's, you know, radio competitor.
Yeah.
But he's such an awesome guy. We love him.
Yep.
And and he wins in his, like, category, you know.
He's like one of the last 4 years in a row.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And deservedly so. He does a great job.
Sure.
But apparently he actually went to the event this year for the first time. After winning so many years, he probably felt like, well, I probably should, you know, say hello and thanks.
Right.
But he didn't win this year.
It's like, what? He said, I think I jinxed myself just showing up. I'm like, wow, I don't know.
Hey, if we dog him enough, maybe Lewis will give us a shout out at 12:15.
He does that, yeah.
Oh, I know.
Birthdays.
That's why I'm jabbing at him.
That's funny.
Because that's what I do.
That is funny. He takes poke the bear.
We love you, Lewis. You
absolutely
know that.
He's probably, he's not on his way to work yet. But
he's listening.
He's probably,
he could be listening.
He could be. Maybe a little early for him.
We're the morning
We're
the morning show that all the other radio people listen to.
That's actually,
you like that? Could be true.
There's some accuracy
right
in there.
Let's not get too, contain yourself, Greg. You and your huge ego, I tell you. Oh, did I say Greg? I meant
hold
me.
Hold on.
Bob,
on.
Your huge ego.
Let me take
ego.
That mirror away from you there, Bob.
Why? No, you don't. Hillary Clinton.
Ooh.
Hillary,
wow.
That brought you down,
that's
didn't it?
Talk about a cold front.
Yeah, shrinkage.
Ooh.
Hillary Clinton signed off on a plan hatched by a top campaign advisor to smear then-candidate Donald Trump with false claims of Russian collusion. Now, those of us who pay attention, you know, talk radio, Fox News, whatever, you know. You know this whole thing. You know that Hillary Clinton cooked it all up.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Now there's clear documentation. This is part of that 24-page intelligence annex that was compiled from memos and emails obtained by the Obama administration in the lead-up to the election day that laid out confidential conversations between leaders of the DNC, including then-chair Debbie Wasserman Schultz and liberal billionaire George Soros and others. And so, this lays it out.
Mm-hmm.
It was Hillary's idea about attaching Trump to Putin. And she even said, this is how she said it, raising the theme of Putin's support for Trump and subsequently steering public opinion toward the notion that it needs to equate the Russian leader's political influence campaign with actual hacking of election infrastructure. So that's where you get this conflation of two ideas.
Right.
Did Russia want to impact our election? Yes, they always do. They're always tampering, tinkering, hacking. It's a constant type thing. And yes, they ratchet it up for elections. And China does the same thing, by the way. Mm-hmm. They want to see if they can impact it in any way. And what they want to do is they want to undermine the integrity of the election.
Right.
That's what they want to do. But Hillary added a little added spice to it. Oh, they want to tilt it to benefit his buddy, Donald Trump.
Right.
And, of course, it was all 100%, folks, 100% fabricated. And now there's some documents that really, prove it. I don't know that there is a shadow, beyond a shadow of a doubt. Now, again, here we are.
Yeah.
Got the documentation, got the smoking gun, got the perp, Hillary. But what's going to happen?
Nothing.
And that is a constant irritant.
It is.
Yes, it is. So the documentation is clearly there. Will anything be done about it? I doubt it.
No.
Trey Gowdy, special report. The former South Carolina Republican congressman, and he's a tough, law-minded man. In other words, he's a trained attorney, and he's tough. And he said that former CIA director John Brennan is allergic to the truth. Achoo! which I totally concur with.
That's a great way to put it.
And that former FBI director James Comey did generational damage to the agency.
I would agree with that.
Those are strong statements.
They are.
Gowdy said, the one name that does not come up tonight so far is Chris Wray. We did not go from Jim Comey to Kash Patel. We had an FBI director named Chris Wray, and Congress repeatedly asked him for all the information that you have on Hillary Clinton email investigation and the Russian investigation and what Durham put into the annex and what Kash Patel found in those burn bags. Chris Wray never bothered to turn over to Congress. So, yes, those reports may be missing something because the FBI aided and abetted the DNC. The fact that Jim Comey wanted Hillary Clinton to win the White House, I'm telling you, Brett, as he was talking to Brett Baer from Fox News, he said, Brett, he has done generational damage to the Bureau. And then he made the statement about John Brennan being allergic to the truth.
That's a great line.
And he said, handcuffs are not the only way that we mete out accountability in this culture. There's shame. There's history. It's not just prison. There are other ways to mete out accountability. The fact that somebody is not wearing handcuffs does not, to me, think that what they did is okay because it wasn't. So he's already kind of tipping his hand to say, look, we got them. They are scum-sucking, lying vermin. With a hardcore agenda that they'll break all kinds of rules to try to win. And we know that. But he's also trying to say, but don't expect the handcuffs in the prison time, unfortunately.
Wow.
So there's
That's a bummer.
Yep. It is 7:15. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Now it's your turn to call in, to air it out, to get it off your chest. We call it What's Bugging You? Primarily because it's sponsored by Florida Pest Control. And remember, the only bugs that they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those.
No.
All right, you ready? Call now, 877-975-9825. What's Bugging You is next on 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and happy weekend Friday, baby. And it is officially Hulk Hogan Day, according to Governor DeSantis. Love it. More on that coming up. And right now, it's time for What's Bugging You, a chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. And it's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Call now, 877-975-9825. And good morning, Brenda. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is it seems like they have two sets of rules, one for politicians and one for us normal people. Clinton got away with perjuring himself when he said he didn't have sex with that woman, and now these guys are getting away with their out-and-out corruption over the dossiers against Trump.
Yeah.
But if it was us, we would go to jail.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no doubt about
Big
it.
Time.
And I gave Bill Clinton his out a long time ago. Instead of saying, I didn't have sexual relations with that woman,
yes.
He should have held up a picture of Hillary and said, you know, you want me to have sexual relations with this woman?
Wow.
Okay, was that not nice? Oh, you're a fan of Hillary all of a sudden?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No.
Just for clarification.
Kenko Fritz? No.
Good morning, Roy. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is New York City's fixing to have a communist for a mayor. Hmm. And the guy's got a bigger security team than 95% of the other people. Unreal.
And the fact that he doesn't hide it.
No.
He doesn't hide it.
No.
And the media keeps putting out all the information, all the tweets, all the blogs and everything that he has done and said. And yeah, he is a far, far left, you know, socialist slash commie. But in the latest poll, he still gets like 35% with a bunch, you know, three other candidates basically, splitting the rest. It's crazy. It really is. We'll see if he actually wins. Hey, you get what you vote for, I guess. Horse Sense, what's bugging you?
Yes, good morning, man. What's bugging me is what's going on over there in Gaza between Israel and Hamas. It's coming up on 2 years. October 7th will be 2 years. And we're negotiating with terrorists. They hand over bodies, and we think that's such a great thing. You know, this should have been ended a long time ago. There's no negotiation with the terrorists. And it's really ridiculous. You should just let Benjamin Netanyahu do what he needs to do, and that is totally eradicate Hamas and move on. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, I love our president, but he even talked about how this could end. Hamas would just wave the white flag and hand over the hostages. But, I mean, half the hostages are dead, and it's been almost 2 years. It's really ridiculous. And I love our president, voted for him 3 times and would vote for him again. But, I mean, this is just nonsense. Thank you, guys.
I agree with you. Good morning, Jeff. What's bugging you?
This whole thing that Obama and Hillary pulled off, there should be laws against it called, I don't know, treason. And then there should be a penalty that's so bad you would never think of doing it. I don't know, like death. And what's bugging me is that the left does what they always do. They wield the law however they want, and conservatives just let them do it. God bless America.
And it does seem like that, yeah. Unfortunately, far too often.
Mm-hmm.
Call now, 877-975-9825 for what's bugging you. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is the hodgepodge of worldwide visa requirements to travel among nations. Like Brazil requires a visa for United States people to go there, but we don't require a visa for them. It might sound a little bit liberal, but I wish it was just a world of flash a passport upon entry to a nation and move on your way. It's just too bureaucratic. Thanks, guys.
Well, I think to get on any commercial airliner now, you have to either have a passport, or if you're just flying domestically in the U.S., you have to have an updated ID. We have them here in the state of Florida. You get the little star there.
Yep.
Because they've done a little bit of deeper dive into your identification. But I was under the assumption that, you would have to show.
Yeah.
But these are passport. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not like I'm a world traveler, but I've been to England, I've been to Ireland, I've been to Italy, and mm-hmm. Yeah, you just don't go walking around. You go through specific gates and you show specific identification, the passport being the most important one.
Yeah, the strangest thing for me was back in the mid-90s when I was actually doing some traveling, and it shows how the world changed, you know, before and after, you know, 9/11. Because I went from New York to Germany and then Kyiv, Ukraine, and Bucharest, Romania. And getting over there was the first time that I had ever seen people, security, in an airport with, like, you know, fully automatic weapons. And you kind of didn't realize how the rest of the world lived compared to here. We were so lax. You know, we were such an open, easy society, yep. Traveling, no big deal. And that was a little startling at first. I'm like, well, at least I know I'm protected. But then, of course, after 9/11, everything changed here. But it was quite a contrast in the mid-90s.
That reminds me that, case in point, or fact, I should say,
yeah.
The United States is one of the easier countries to not just gain access to, but actually become a citizen. Even though talk to people and it takes time and it can be a drawn-out process, it is still considered to be far easier than most other nations. So, yeah, it's kind of interesting because we are dealing with such a huge problem of an illegal population. Thanks, Biden and company and Biden shadow government.
And you know who you are.
Yeah.
We don't, but you know who you are.
Yeah. Well said.
We're not sure yet.
Who's ready for a big, beautiful ballroom? You know it's very Trumpian. I'll share the details with you coming up on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. Live and local, we're 97.3 The Sky. Happy, happy Friday. Happy Hulk Hogan Day. Clearly, this job is getting in the way of my texting.
Really? Would you like me to, I don't know, I can play
Bob,
some more.
Bob, you're a dinosaur. Bob, yeah, get the smartphone plus. Bob, do that.
Oh.
Now Bob does it.
Yeah.
Well.
And then Bob's got to figure out how to use it.
And then Bob has to do his job, too? Come on, man.
I can just play some more. I mean, I like that song.
What is it, Tears for Fears?
Yeah. Or? Everybody wants to rule the world.
Yeah.
And it's your phone. Ruling your world.
Was that a song about Hillary?
Ooh.
Or maybe Kamala.
Oh.
Kamala's got a new book out.
Like she wrote a book.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
It's sort of like a, like a memoir in a way.
Yeah.
It's the worst 107 days of her life or something like that. No. Oh, wait. No, the worst 107 days of the American public's life. That's when she was running. She only had 107 days.
Oh.
And Amir campaign war chest of only $1 billion.
Yeah, but she still lost money.
Yes!
I mean, okay, you want her in charge of the budget or Donald J. Trump? Come on.
She lost the popular vote. She lost every single swing state, and she lost money after having $1 billion. So, yeah, that's she can achieve great things. Just it depends on how you look at great, you know, like a great loss.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, yeah.
But she wrote it, yeah.
Yeah, she's got a new book out.
Which I know that most people who aren't authors, when they write a book, you've got somebody helping you along with it, just to keep it in context. I'm sure Trump probably did the same thing. I get that. But it's like, of all people to put words together, the queen of the word salad, really? Yeah.
It is interesting. What would you have, like a gardener ghostwrite your book? You know, somebody who understands the essence of salad.
Yes, of leafy
yes.
things. Yeah. Wow.
Maybe the woman's name would be Radish.
Yes.
You know, when's the last time you had a radish?
I'm not a fan.
Really?
No, they're just a little sharp for me.
Really?
I've never been a fan.
Well, I got
it in salads and stuff.
I don't know what made me bring it up, but there was always part of my mom's salad when she made salad.
Oh, yeah. Growing up, they
but
were.
But I haven't had salad with a radish in it.
No.
And I like them sliced, you know, thin. But I haven't. That just dawned on me. Like, wow.
That was the typical garden salad of us growing up.
Yeah.
You know, was absolutely. Lettuce, tomato, carrots.
Cukes.
Little cucumber.
Got to put some cuke in there.
Yeah, but I love the cucumber.
Yeah, man. Oh, hey, by the way, it is 7:37, your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Frightening scene, a man diagnosed with schizophrenia, who also has a violent past, was seen abducting a three-year-old girl in a Virginia mall.
Oh.
Now, he was eventually stopped by the tot's mother, but it's caught on video, and it's disturbing. The child is just left alone for a very short period of time, and this guy, Andres Jaldin, 26, he just kind of swoops in, man, and and like snatches the child up, but in a nice way, like it doesn't alarm the kid, at least initially. It looks like, you know what I mean?
That's
just
scary.
Kind of scoops the child up in his arms and walks away with her. Now, she had wandered away from an indoor play area at the Fair Oaks Shopping Center, this is in Virginia, on July 18th, and her panicked father had been watching his daughter and then called his wife, who was shopping at JCPenney nearby. Luckily, she spotted the little girl carrying, Jaldin, she saw him too, carrying the youngster.
Oh,
can you imagine that? You're looking for your kid, so you're looking low.
Right.
The kid's, 2.5 feet tall.
Sure.
I'm looking low. And then somebody's carrying a child. You're like, oh, there's somebody with their it's my kid.
Wow.
Can you imagine your heart just skipping a beat?
Mm.
Ugh.
No.
She spotted him carrying the youngster on the second floor of the store, so already...
Oh, my goodness. So now you got to catch up.
Yep.
And hopefully not let him know you're coming.
Well, no. I mean, she confronted him right away. And what I'm saying is he had already, gotten to the second floor.
That's scary.
And he handed over the child without incident and claimed he was only trying to help the girl find her parents, which...
Uh-huh.
Okay, if you didn't know anything about the guy, that he was schizophrenic and had a violent past, I mean, if you didn't know, it's plausible. I mean,
you don't go wandering off with the kid, though, because how old's the child?
Like 3.
And they're going to help find the parent in a crowded,
right.
No, if there was a child alone and you are truly concerned, you stand there with the child. You possibly even call 911 or call security, there's going to be a phone number for the mall that you're in or whatever, and you let somebody know. But you don't go scooping up a child and go to a different floor going, hey, 2.5, 3-year-old, let's find your mom and dad.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-uh.
Yep.
So I hope she clawed his eyes out at that point.
Well, he didn't hang around too long, she might not have had a chance.
Okay.
He fled the shopping center in a car that, he had stolen from a local auto shop just before allegedly kidnapping the girl. So
he likes to scoop up things that aren't his and take them with him.
Well, and you wonder if that was kind of planned. Like, first I have to steal a car because I don't want anybody to identify my vehicle.
Because there are cameras all over parking lots.
Yeah, I mean, you have to wonder. And, of course, these sickos are, that's all they think about, how they can get away with some kind of heinous thing. Anyway, the accused kidnapper has a checkered past with a history of violent assaults on his own family members. He was charged just a year ago with multiple counts of assault and battery, malicious wounding, property damage. The victims were his mother, father, brother. While out on bail, he was again accused of assaulting his family. Diagnosed with schizophrenia following psychiatric evaluation conducted as part of the criminal proceedings. All the charges involving his family were eventually dropped. That's part of the problem.
Yeah.
The family members are like, oh, they feel sorry. Oh, is that, you know what? Lock him up in a psychiatric hospital for observation and for help and for medication or whatever the needs are to help this person.
Wow.
But what a frightening thing. And a constant reminder of head on a swivel.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be vigilant. Not that I want to add to like that kind of frightening scenario, but I do have to point this out. That you do have to be vigilant.
Yes.
A lot of times when something really bad happens, the people know each other. You know, ask law enforcement. They'll go, oh, yeah, we always look at family first. Somebody disappears or dies in a questionable way. Yeah, they always look at the people closest to them. And then, you find out, they had a tawdry affair or this happened or that happened. But in this case, it appears so far in Arkansas... You know, the one where the parents were murdered and the little kids were just, kind of left there?
Yeah.
Well, this guy that allegedly committed the crime, McGann, he doesn't have any criminal past.
And wasn't he like a school teacher?
He was a school teacher, and if you dig deep, there was a parent who complained about him based on her daughter, I think, and the way he treated, I think, some of the other girls.
Okay.
And the school looked into it, and although they didn't see anything specific enough to make a move on,
right.
They just said overall, like, maintaining the classroom structure and a couple other things they put in there, so they didn't renew him. In other words,
Okay.
He actually resigned from that position.
Man, we talk about you've mentioned the look in their eyes sometimes. He's scary.
Well, yeah.
He
really did look, and you wonder, like, did this... He couldn't have... No sane person would have hired him, no matter how desperate they were for a teacher, if he looked like that when he applied for the job.
Like, here's my resume, a little picture attached to the corner with a paperclip. I don't think so.
But my point is, once again, you've got to have a plan.
Yes.
You're with your family. You're in a park.
Yeah.
You're enjoying nature. And yet you still have to be vigilant because somebody could want to harm you. And unfortunately, maybe for no reason or no reasonable reason.
No connection
not
here.
Not necessarily to rob you or anything else. They want to do you harm because they are, some wires got crossed. And apparently how the law enforcement's kind of laying it out so far, apparently he came and attacked the husband. Mm-hmm. And while he was attacking the husband, the wife, smartly, got the kids and got them away.
That was good.
And probably said something like, now you stay right here.
Yeah.
I'll come and get you.
Mm-hmm. That's smart.
And then went back to try to render aid to help the husband. And then the bad guy killed her, too.
All the more reason. And I know we sound like a broken record in that respect. I don't care what you carry. Pepper gel, get your Brenna,
mace, bear
whatever.
Spray.
You got to have something because we're not safe everywhere.
Taser.
All the time. Yes. Machete, your favorite,
Nunchaku?
Ooh.
Brass knuckles?
Are those like illegal in a bunch of cities? I've never understood that.
I don't know if you have...
New York City. I don't think you
have. I wonder if you
can
have them if you have a concealed permit.
I don't know. Maybe. It is a concealed weapon in some people's eyes. But again, it just goes to show you don't know, and you have to expect the unexpected. That doesn't mean don't enjoy your life and, be paranoid all the time, but somebody needs to be aware.
It's just...
That is so sad, that couple. And now you got kids with no parents.
And it really does seem like, though, like a wave of really like nasty, evil people.
Yeah.
It does seem more frequent recently,
Yeah.
Like just more people are more twisted up.
Well, that's the word, twisted. They are.
And not good twisted, like Twisted Sister.
No.
We're not going to take it. 7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And today is officially Hulk Hogan Day by proclamation of our fine Governor Ron DeSantis. Thank you, sir. Much more to come. 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And we know you're busy, so we want to make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast have every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts, like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart. Just hit subscribe. It is that easy. And welcome, my friends. It is officially Hulk Hogan Day, as announced yesterday by our awesome governor, Ron DeSantis. So a happy Hulk Hogan Day. Rest in peace to the Hulkster. And they are actually, as part of this, flying flags at half mast on government state buildings.
That's awesome. I like that.
Yeah, I do. Flying flags and feeling good about your community, I think, also has to do with what we were engaged in last night, an event called Valor. Through the month of June, we highlight people that go above and beyond that are like first responders, law enforcement, fire rescue. And we did that last night. And just some of the finest people you're going to meet. We have some regulars that are there.
Absolutely.
You get your chiefs and sheriffs and stuff. But
sure.
But then most of the other people are kind of new and fresh. They're getting this award. And it's just wonderful to see them and their families. And it does serve as a reminder, you know, behind every person doing this job, and it could be, you know, male or female, mm-hmm. who's left behind, the family. And, you know, to have a supportive family when you have a job like that,
yeah.
that it makes a huge difference. And you could just tell these people have,
oh, yeah.
they have backup.
Well, I think I was talking to Chief Knowles from UPD there at the campus. And one of the things I was talking about, or that we were talking about, is the fact that, yeah, sometimes you'll get some, you know, some accolades within your department or your office, or your organization, or whatever the case may be. But it's kind of cool, too, I think, when there's that camaraderie. Again, you were talking about sheriff's departments, police departments, you know, EMTs, paramedics, sometimes, you know, peripheral people who maybe aren't an officer, but they're involved in something that happens. And so it's kind of cool to kind of have that exposure to others and kind of be acknowledged. And, you know, they don't look for it, but we'd love to give it.
And to help set the, you know, to help offset the cost of all this and stuff, we got some great sponsors this year. Your friends at Campus.
Yes.
Well, they're my friends, too. I have two loans with them as well. But
they own me, pretty much. Yeah, Campus USA Credit Union, of course. And
and
the other guy's been for a while, too.
Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR, owned by our friend Glenn, that mm-hmm. former law enforcement and stuff. So he was there. I know he appreciates all that. And we appreciate what they bring to the table, as general manager Bennett was out there.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they put together unbelievable packages for the Valor recipients.
Yes.
I mean, we're talking like Shoot GTR membership for a year, and he even said including like a spouse.
Family. Yeah, the family. Yeah, yeah, family.
So
that's
cool. Thousands of dollars in value. But just a quick note to Bennett. I know it's not all about me, but I want one of those backpacks.
Oh, I bet you do.
They get these tactical backpacks.
They were cool.
Like, yes.
They were really cool.
Yes.
And Bob wants one.
I'm only going to beg a little bit more. just a little self-respect left, Bennett.
Yes.
Don't make me beg.
But he will, just a little bit.
But what a great event.
And
thanks to everybody for making it a huge success. And we just love our law enforcement officers and our first responders. I mean, not, you know, crazy happy when I get a ticket, but, you know, I've been lucky. I didn't get one this year.
It has been 2 years. Now, we're not saying you didn't get pulled over. But it's been 2 years since you got a ticket.
I like to keep them all, you know, kind of busy and involved. So I took a break from getting a ticket this year and decided I'd take an ambulance ride instead with Alachua County Fire Rescue.
You were involved. I didn't think about it that
way. I'm a community guy, Greg. That's how I interact. I don't go on a schmooze tour. I have a heart attack.
Well, so you're more dedicated than me.
Well, I get more attention for it.
That's
sometimes.
True. And, of course, our state attorney general,
James Othmeyer,
he
put together a nice speech, but I got to tell you, he wasn't a keynote speaker, but Pastor Chris has been with us for a few years now, and he always has something great to share, but he really, he swung for the fences and hit a grand slam last night. I'm not trying to schmooze you. Getting ready for,
Pumpkin patch coming up, right?
And the pumpkin bread.
No,
I'm not doing that.
No, has
possibly.
Nothing to do with it. But, again, his background, he was an MP in the military. He was a South Carolina State Trooper. And he talks about, you know, being involved in an accident and
being,
you know,
basically helped and rescued.
Yeah. And so he has a great perspective. And then now as a pastor all these years. So, yeah, he always does a great job. And, it's an amazing event. And, again, you hear us do these stories throughout the month of June. Then we have this private event for the winners and their families and their brass, if you will, just so that we can acknowledge them in a very safe, positive environment. And it was very cool.
Yep. And
and
we continue to win on the larger scale as well.
Oh, yeah.
Go Trump, go. I just think it's interesting, the whole tariff thing. And even Jerome Powell still like, well, we're not sure what the tariff thing's going to do, so I'm not going to reduce the rate. I mean, it just, the guy's so full of baloney. And all the folks, and I get it, you know, they were uncomfortable with the tariffs because they didn't understand the way that President Trump was going to utilize those for leverage and to make better deals. Mm-hmm. There was going to be nothing really punitive about it unless the other countries forced his hand. And finally, we have a president that is gaining respect and saying, look, we don't want to survive without you, say Canada or whatever, but we clearly can. You do need us more than we need you. And I hate to say it out loud, You know, he would say, you know, I hate to be so crass about it, although, you know, President Trump will be crass when he wants to.
Yes.
But, you know, the point there is really at the end of the day, we hold most of the cards because we are the consumers of the world. So, yes, to utilize tariffs is a fantastic tool. And it's obviously and absolutely paying off. Some of the naysayers are still going to sit on the sidelines and go, well, it's going to add to inflation. I mean, we're waiting. You know, we're waiting. No, it's not here today. Okay. But Trump wants to build a big, beautiful ballroom. I think he should. And you know what? Here's another.
That's a great idea.
Well, listen, here's another thing that you're like, oh, really? Let's expand government. You know, what about the Fed? They're just like redoing a building and they're spending $2.4 billion? That's insane.
Yes. That's a remodel.
Yeah.
For that kind of money? What? Yeah.
But President Trump, he's announcing plans for a historic expansion of the White House complex, announcing a $200 million privately funded state ballroom.
Huh.
Only the Trumpster could put together something of 90,000 square foot and not make taxpayers pay for it.
What a concept.
It's called winning, baby.
Yeah.
And we're not tired of it. Not even close. And the winds just keep on coming. All right. Listen to the Bob Rose Show. Be on Odyssey, iHeart, TuneIn, or just tell your smart speaker, play 97.3 The Sky. Hour number three begins in just a few moments. 97.3 The Sky.